Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Where'd Zach go? Where you at? Oh, right here. You're close. I mean, I believe you're in the will of God. Amen. Get on up here, Zach. Get on up here. Light this microphone up here for me, Brother Richard. Light this microphone up for me. You bring your Bible, brother. Bring your Bible. Amen. You're used to your Bible. I want you to read to the congregation Ephesians chapter 5 and the first four verses of chapter 6. Would you do that for me? Amen. Are y'all in a hurry this morning? If you are, you come to the wrong place. I'll just go ahead and tell you. I got a wagon that needs to be unloaded.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. But not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, therein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Zach. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good day now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of the Word of God. God, I'm so glad the Word of God is relevant. It's real. And Lord, it's what we need in this hour. And I pray, Father, this morning that you'd clothe us in our calling. God, help us, I pray, to bring out truth that would transform our lives. God will give you glory for what you do. For we ask it in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning, aren't you? I'm glad, though I'm living in a dark world, I have the light of the world living inside of me. Amen. I want to challenge your hearts this morning and to think about some things. And you remember this morning in Sunday school, those of you that were in Sunday school, we addressed six different issues this morning that our young people face and others as well that are here, gathered here today. We addressed the issue of language, bad language, cursing, things of that nature, filthy jokes, drugs and alcohol, evolution, sexual purity, and the issue of sodomy, and the issue of technology and the media, and the issue of materialism. Believe it or not, as I read in Ephesians chapter number 5, and I know that some, it might be a stretch, but these issues are addressed in this chapter. I talked to our young people a while ago, anybody remember one of the three words that I gave you a while ago? Anybody remember at least one? Help me. You got to holler at me because I can't hear. One. Retreat. Okay. And then there was what? Reprove. Run or retreat. Then reprove. And then restore. Three words that I gave you when you're faced with something. Sometimes you need to run. You just need to get away from it. Abstain from the very appearance of evil. Sometimes you need to just take a stand and point that little bony finger and say, you and I both know that that's not right. It'd be good if somebody down at the job, amen, would set the example for the young people when somebody uses God's name in vain, say, you know that's not His last name, and I do too, so stop it. Yeah. Amen? You say, preacher, that'll get you in trouble. God's people ought to stay that way in this world. Say amen right there. The Bible said stand, and having done all, to stand. So sometimes we need to run or retreat, get away from it. Sometimes we need to take a stand, but sometimes it ought to just break our heart when an individual, listen, you can't restore a sinner. You can win a sinner to Christ, but you can't restore a sinner. But it ought to break our heart when it's an individual that does know Christ that gets out of line. How many of you all are aware that individuals that do know Christ can get out of line? Amen. We all know that personally. Would somebody say, how many's been out of line? Amen. And God had to line you up. Amen. And so what I wanted you to see here in the Word of God is how? Brother Johnny, how? How do we know what to do? How do we know when to run or to retreat or when to stand and rebuke or reprove or to restore, to reach out in love and try to help that person back to that fellowship with God? There's only one way that I know. God gave me this. I believe this will turn our church upside down and our county if it was to get a hold of it. Amen. But if we'll get a hold of it first, and that is this, we must be filled with the Spirit of the living God. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Luis can't call his dad and say, hey, Dad, what do I do here? Do I run? Do I retreat? Do I rebuke this man? Or do I restore this man? But I tell you what Luis can do. Every saved person can do it. Amen. They can say, Lord, You lead me today. When it's time to run, You show me when to run. And when it's time to stand, You show me when to stand. And when it's time to reach out and restore, You show me when to restore. Let me show you some things here in the Word of God. I believe the Holy Spirit of God wants to do that. In verse number 1 and verse number 2 of Ephesians chapter number 5, think about this for just a moment. The Bible said, be ye their followers of God as dear children. I'll say this to the young people and everybody in this room today. If you're not God's child, you can forget about following Him. You're not going to follow Him if you don't belong to Him. Amen? I tell you why a lot of people act like the devil, because that's who they're following. And that's who they belong to. Amen? It's the devil. But if we belong to the Lord, we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on the way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Friend of mine this morning, I believe that the Bible addresses the language here. Look at verse number 15. The Bible said, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. And then in verse number 3, in verse number 8, down through verse number 8, it talks about in verse 4, the filthiness, foolish talking, jesting, things which are not convenient. The Bible said in verse number 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I tell you why we ought to speak right. It's because we ought to walk right. And because we know the Lord. Amen. And because we're following the Lord. I believe with all of my heart, when God changes our heart, He'll change our speech. He'll change our mouth. Say amen. There may be a mistake made once in a while. There's none of us above making mistakes. But I believe if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. I believe God gives us something wonderful to talk about when He saves us by His grace. Amen. So we address the language in this chapter. The drugs and the alcohol. The Bible said in verse number 18, and be not drunk with wine. If I did not have another portion of another verse, that'd be good enough for me right there. Let me just say something right here. So I say, well, it's all right to drink as long as you don't get drunk. Tell you something right now. You'll never get drunk if you don't ever drink. Say amen right there. I believe the best thing to do is not put that stuff to your lips. Amen. I call it Budweiser and it ain't never made anybody anything but dumber. I don't know why they don't name it right. Amen. They call it Miller High Life when it all it does is drag somebody down into a low life. Amen. Bible said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled. In Bible days, the Bible said, Timothy, God told Timothy, through the Apostle Paul, take a little wine for the stomach's sake. There were medicinal reasons. Amen. And by the way, when I get the flu or get something of that nature that just gets me plumbed down, if you want to fuss at me, go ahead. But the best thing I can do is take a dose of NyQuil. I call it Baptist liquor and go to bed. Amen. I get me a dose of that stuff and I can lay down, sleep, quit coughing for a little while and get a little bit of rest. I'm not talking about medicinal purposes. Amen. But the Word of God is clear. Amen. The wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. Old days revival would come, beer joints would shut down. Amen. I tell you what we need. We need an old time revival. Amen. Where sin will be no longer be popular in the land. Amen. The Bible said here, the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I believe with all of my heart, our Father, my friend, He loves us today. And He wants us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. But sometimes we need to run. Sometimes we need to rebuke or reprove. And sometimes we need to restore. Amen. Such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also, lest thou also be tempted. The Bible talking about language and drugs and alcohol. What about evolution? Let me show you something right here. He said, preacher, I don't even see this in this chapter. Let me just give you a couple things real quickly. Look at verse number 9 through verse number 14. The Bible said, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Watch this now. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I just want to say to you right here, listen, there's a couple of things right here. The Bible talks about the truth, the fruit of the righteous, the fruit of the Spirit in verse number 9, in all goodness and righteousness and truth. We have in this chapter the truth. And then we see a test. The Bible talks about truth. What is truth? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible said in the beginning, God created. That's the truth. Heaven and earth. Amen. If you get verse 1 in Genesis chapter 1 right, you can get the rest of it right. If you don't believe that, then you're not going to get anything right. Amen. Thank God for the truth of the Word of God. Then look, what's the test here? Look in chapter 6 and verse number 4. The Bible said, and fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. The Bible didn't say, fathers, provoke not your cattle to wrath, or your snake to wrath, or your giraffe to wrath, or your donkey to wrath. In other words, fathers have children. That's the way it's always been. Amen. And when we have a child, it's either you go down to the nursery, it's either a boy or it's a girl. Amen? It's been that way. They're always, listen, in evolution, the Bible talks about it created after his kind. God said in Genesis 1:11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yield tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. And it was so. And the earth, in verse 12, Genesis 1, I brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. Who knows if you put a peach seed in the ground, you're not going to get an apple tree. Amen. You're going to get a peach tree. God made it that way. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that God is telling us here. I see the truth. I see the test. The test is, the answer is seen in the children. Amen. In the children that God has given us. God created great whales, every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. Even in the sea, that's the way it works. And you don't get two whales together and come out with a seal. Amen. You don't get two whales together and come out with a bluegill or a catfish. When two whales together, they come out with a whale. Amen. And you say, preacher, that's so simple. Yeah, it is. Don't you wish the world would believe? Amen. Why in the world? I tell you what's complicated. That lie. That's what's complicated. Amen. The truth of God is simple. And God wants us to, my friend, run it through the test. The answer is seen in the children. God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth on the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Of the fowls after their kind, the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing after their kind. He said it again in verse 20, Genesis 7:14. Every beast after their kind, the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing. God said it over and over and over again, after his kind, after their kind. I'll tell you something right now. I believe with all of my heart that the theory of evolution is a lie out of hell. Our brother Gale told us a while ago in Sunday school, even the man that come up with it before he died, he said, I was wrong about all that. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. He can admit it before he dies or after he dies. Or he's still going to have to admit he's wrong about it. Amen. Thank God there's a creator. We can see the answer here in this book. The Bible said, be filled with the Spirit. If a man's full of God, he's going to believe the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God said that God made us. And the Word of God teaches us that He loves us and that He wants to save us. The answer is seen in the children in chapter 6, verse number 4. But the answer is also seen in the church. Let me show you something here. In verse 25 through 27, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church. And he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He said, preacher, what are you getting at? Look at verse 30. We are his members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife. They two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. How many realizes that all these 2,000 years, amen, they were called Christians first in Antioch? What did Christians do? They lived like Christ. And what happened? There were others that were birthed into the family that lived like Christ. You know what we need of our young people? We need them to go to school and live like Christ and be Christian. And you say, what'll happen? There'll be somebody after that kind coming along. Amen. There'll be others birthed into the family of God. We see it not only in our natural children, but thank God we see it in the spiritual church. I tell you, the Bible said, many will believe on him. Amen. Jesus said, I'm not just praying for these, but I'm praying for all them who through these shall believe. Amen. Down through the ages, after their kind, after their kind, after their kind. You say, preacher, are you talking about the church? Yes, I am. I believe with all of my heart, if we live like we're supposed to, there'll be somebody out there that'll want to get in on what we have and live after this kind. Amen. We can make a difference in their life. You know something? If we're not careful, the only one we're thinking about in life is us. We ought to be thinking about others. Our young people ought to be thinking about others. Language, drugs and alcohol, evolution, sexual purity. Here in this chapter, the Bible talks about love. Look at verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves to your... What's that next word? The next word is own husbands. Not somebody else's. Say amen. God's plan is one man and one woman for one lifetime. I know that don't always work out. And I know, thank God, the blood of Jesus makes it possible for us to be forgiven. But there's nothing wrong with these young people shooting at the right goal. Amen. One man and one woman for one lifetime. The Bible talks about here the purity. Watch this now. The Bible said in verse number 24. Watch it. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. There it is again. I can say to each one of these young people here today, each one of you young ladies, how many of y'all believe God has a man for you somewhere out there? Amen. How many's He got for you? How many's He got, Kennedy? Two? Three? One. Amen. That's right, honey. One. God's got somebody in mind. Amen. I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to be determined by the grace of God. There ain't nobody touching me till I find that one. Amen. Until we get married. Amen. You say, preacher, that's old fashioned. It'll still work. Amen. I believe with all of my heart. Listen, there are many of us in this room that are carrying scars that we would not have carried if somebody would have preached to us like that. We would have heeded the message from the Word of God. The Bible talks about here, watch this, in verse number 28. The Bible said, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Fellas, how many girls God got in mind for? One. Now wait a minute. How many knows that we're living in a society? I'm not fussing at these young people. They see everything. I preached years ago down there. I didn't preach. I was actually with a man that was presenting a program at Volunteer High School in Hawkins County. And we came out of there. I'm not even going to go into what all we saw when we come out of that gymnasium. When we were in the gymnasium, they were talking just like he wasn't up on the platform. They had so much disrespect. I'm telling you, it was everywhere. Amen. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say if that you're kissing on somebody that you ain't sure about, you might be kissing on somebody else's wife. You say, preacher, you done lost it. Am I? You tell me how many young people are sure at 14 who they're going to marry. Or they're sure at 16 who they're going to marry. Or they're sure. And young ladies, I tell you what, if you get that determination, I'm going to make some Christian man, it ought to be that, say amen. I'm going to be some Christian man's wife. And he's going to be the first one to kiss me. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't have to worry about the rest of it. Don't go there. Say amen right there. I'm telling you what's the truth. If we realize, hey, listen, I might be kissing somebody else's wife. Or the woman would say, I might be kissing somebody else's husband. And we stay away, amen, and say, hey, I want my own wife. I want my own husband. And I'm going to save myself for that individual. You say, preacher, that is so old-fashioned, that'll never fly. Let me tell you something right now. Brother Griswold, here's how I am. If there's 27 of them sitting here and just one takes it to heart and says, I'm going to be pure when I walk down. I say, glory to God, it's worth it. Amen. I'm not going to tiptoe through the tulips and tell them what they want to hear. I'm going to preach the Word of God and tell them what they need to hear. Amen. Because God loves them. God wants the best for them. They're adults. Young people, you don't understand. Us adults aren't perfect. How many of y'all know that? I'm going to tell you something right now. You say, well, I know adults that's made mistakes. I do too. I'm one of them. Yeah. You say, preacher, why would you preach to them like that? I tell you why, Brother Lance. I don't want them carrying the same scars I'm carrying, brother. I would that God save it. God's plan is the best plan. God's way is the best way. Everybody in this room, If we've got a brain in our head and we're scarred up because we didn't do what was right, if we've got a brain in our head, we're saying, preach it, preacher. Preach it, preacher. Preach it, preacher. Help them, preacher. Help them, preacher. Don't condemn them. No, I'm not condemning them. And thank God if they've already made a mistake, there's forgiveness. I'm not saying that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You burn your liver up or your kidneys up, you can get forgiveness for being a drunkard. But how many knows the scars are still there? You burn your veins up with drugs, your nose up, you can get forgiveness for being a drug addict. But the scars are still there. And the same thing about purity. You can forgive forgiveness, but the scars are still there. I believe with all of my heart, love is something that will last. How many believes that? Brother Brian and Sister Keith, there, I see her. I haven't seen her all morning, but I got a straight shot at her right back through there. Surely, Brother Brian, I hate to put you on the spot, but surely your love for that woman ain't what it was when y'all got married. It ain't, is it, brother? It's grown, ain't it, brother? So much more. Amen. How many believes that? You see, what these young people ain't, they don't know yet. They don't know that that man that's got everything in the right place right now, he'll get that chest of drawer disease too after a while. Amen. His chest will fall in his drawers too. Amen. I'm telling you, you better not get married just on what they look like. Amen. I'm telling you, people that get married because they love one another, it'll grow and it'll last. But people that get married because they lust after one another, it fades quickly. I love to say this because I just something I come up with. Amen. I don't come up with much. But I've always told the young ladies that's standing off in the corner saying, he's a hunk. You might order to raise a hood. He might be a hunk of junk. Say amen. You better look and see what's in that heart. If he ain't got no heart for God now, he ain't going to have no heart for God after you marry him. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of young men in this world learned how to put it on for a few months. Say amen. Till they get them hooked. I'm trying to help us this morning. How are we going to know, preacher? How are we going to know when to retreat? How are we going to know when to rebuke? How are we going to know when to restore? Only one way I know. That's to have the Holy Ghost living and have a clear channel where you can hear Him say, run! I thank God, Brother Joe. Joseph down there when Potiphar's wife got after him. Joseph, you say, preacher, you can't preach over there. Yes, I can and I will. The Bible said over and over and over, Sister Jennifer, the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. You say, why in the world did Joseph run when Mrs. Potiphar? I tell you why. Because the Lord was with him. Amen. And God said, run, Joseph. He lost his coat, but he didn't lose his testimony. Amen. Run. Reprove. Restore. How are we going to know? We got to be filled. We got to come to that place in our life where the Lord means it all. Amen. You say, preacher, you surely didn't find anything in that chapter about sodomy. Yeah, I did. It's right there. Ain't it, Brother Gary? It's right there. It said, husbands, love your wives. Ain't there anything in that chapter about husbands, love your husbands. You say, preacher, you're strange. You hang around, you'll find out I'm a little stranger than that. Amen. God's plan is for husbands to love their wives. God ain't never planned on a husband loving a husband. He said that was an abomination in the sight of God. He ain't never planned on a wife loving a wife. How many knows this is plain preaching? I don't know what they're going to hear from their teachers and their professors when they go off to college. And that professor might make their preacher sound like an idiot. That's all right. The Bible said of Peter and John, they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men. Brother Brian said they took knowledge of them. They've been with Jesus. If the Holy Ghost will show these youngins that preacher's been with Jesus, he's trying to help us. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Trying to help. Not trying to hinder. Not trying to hurt. Amen! Ephesians chapter 5. Language, drugs, alcohol, evolution, sexual, the technology and the media. You say, preacher, where in the world did you get anything out of that? Well, I went into chapter 6 a little bit too. The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. How many of you youngins has ever had your mom say, put that up? How many of y'all ever resented that? Put that up a little while. Where's Luis? There he is. You run into that wall a little while back, didn't you? That wasn't a wall of prayer either, was it? Amen. That's a wall of principle, wasn't it, Sister Kim? Enough's enough. Amen. I'm telling you something right now. He said, preacher, what about that media? What about that technology? What about spending all that time? Let me give you something here. Watch this. You're going to love this. Amen. I hope you do anyway. The Bible said in verse 16 in chapter 5, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I looked up the word redeeming. It comes from a Greek word, exarazo. It means to buy up. It means to ransom. It means to rescue from loss. How many believe we got a lot of time that needs to be rescued? We need to buy it up. Amen? Redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. How many knows that we have more time-saving devices than we've ever had in our life? How many knows that? Sister Geraldine, did you ever wash clothes like this, honey? You never had to on a washboard? Then you're younger than I thought you was. Amen. How many's ever washed clothes like that? Sister Rossi, you've washed clothes like that? That ain't much fun, is it? You know what I figured out? How many remembers when the ladies had to go out there in the wood pile and get them a bundle of kindling and a bundle of sticks to cook dinner? That takes time, Brother Larry. You don't just reach up there and turn a dial, wait on it to get 350 degrees and throw something in there. No, sir, you got to go out there and get some coal or get some wood. How many remembers there was a day, we're telling our age now, I'm going to tell you something right now, down there at the spring where my grandmother lived, that's the best water I ever put in my mouth. They kept a couple of gourds hanging up there. How many's ever drunk out of a gourd? Glory to God, I'd like to have me a drink right now. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Listen to me carefully. How many believes they sat on the porch and talked more in that generation than we do in this generation? How many believes we had more time for church in that generation? More time for prayer in that generation? More time. You say, preacher, I don't know why you had Zach read that entire chapter like that this morning. I'll tell you why. The basic reason I did is I wanted somebody to at least read a chapter this week. I will guarantee you that there's somebody in this room that hadn't read a verse, let alone a chapter in the Word of God. Said, preacher, you fussing at us? No, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to tell you that until we get back to that book, until we get back to prayer, until we get back, my friend, till we get away from that technology and away from that media, amen, just enough to hear from heaven, we're not going to have revival unless we do. Amen. It's not just our young people facing that. Verse number 16 and 17. The Bible said there, where be not unwise. Let me ask you something real quickly. I'm going to get down here and finish up here in a minute. A few more. I'm trying to get to where I'm telling the truth directly. Amen. I said in Sunday school, if we logged our time for a week, Brother Randy, I tell you what, I'm the pastor of this church. God has helped me. And He's helping me. But I'm not one bit interested in making my time log for last week public. Not one bit interested. How many knows what I just said? Now listen to me. I'm not saying you have to read the Bible for an hour. But how many finds it challenging just to read through your Bible in a year? Do you know to read through your Bible in a year? I've known this for several years now. It takes about 15 minutes a day. How in the world are we going to stand before God and tell God about all the tweets and all the texts and all the websites, and we've got the TV channels memorized, amen, and we don't have a verse memorized? How in the world are we going to stand before God comfortable with that? I tell you, we're not. So what God is doing here at Bible Way, He's calling us out. He's calling us to Himself. He said, if you'll come over here, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. Bless you. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. And then the last issue was materialism. You say, preacher, how in the world could you find that in this chapter? Well, look at verse 15. The Bible says, see ye then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now ask a question. How many believes it would be foolish to live just for the things of this world? God said, don't do it. He said, if you're walking circumspectly, I had a word up there on that. It means to walk right. Let me give you the definition real quickly. It means to walk diligently. It means to walk perfect. And that perfect is not as in sinless perfection, but it's in maturity. Walk like a mature believer. Amen? That means there ain't no way you're going to catch me watching TV for 6 hours and reading my Bible for 6 minutes. There ain't no way you're going to find me talking to 10 people on Facebook and not talking to one person about Jesus. Now balance. Amen? Walking mature. Making mature decisions with our time. Making mature decisions with our talent. Making mature decisions. There's even some people that need to learn how to make a mature decision with your tithe. You say, preacher, you got no business preaching that. I'm trying to help you. You're going to stand before God one day after a while. It's not about me. It's not about this church. It's about you and Him. You're going to face Him. With our time, our talent, and our tithe. We've got money for everything under the sun. But give God a dime out of a dollar. Have you lost your mind, preacher? No, I found it. I figured out a long time ago, God can do more with 90 cents any day than I can do with a dollar. Any day. Well, you still love me? Materialism is killing us. Say amen. Love not the world. The Bible said we ought to walk in the way of His steps. The Bible said no man can serve two masters. How many believes that? You got to pick one, don't you, Bojo? You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve mammon. You can't do both. By the way, let me just give you this. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible said they that will be rich. In other words, if that's all you live for is to get rich, you're going to get caught in a snare. You don't have to be rich to be in that snare. You're just living your life. By the way, I love to tell people this, Sister Jean. I'm working on my second million. Do you believe it? I do. Because I give up on the first one a long time ago. Amen. Amen. Well, let's close. Let's shut her down. See if we can hit the runway with the landing gear down here now. Watch this. Materialism. How many still with me? What time is it? Oh, we're doing good. I love my church, Brother Houston. I love my church. I love my young people. I love them.
And I want to help them if I can.
You did, and you wouldn't preach that to
them. Thank you, Brother Gale. A lot of people don't see it that way, brother. How many figured out later in life how much your dad and your mom really did love you? But when you was a teenager, you didn't know it, did you? Amen. I remember Brother Mace Jackson talking about his daddy whooping him. He said, son, this is hurting me worse than it is you. Brother Mace said, I thought somebody's got their signals mixed up. Amen. Amen. I felt that way. Mama whooped me every day, and I don't remember one of them. Daddy whooped me four times, and I ain't forgot one of them. Amen. Brother Danny Sykes, my pastor for years, he said the difference between a whipping and a whooping. He said a whipping is two or three good licks. He said a whooping is two or three licks shy of eternity. Amen. I mean, you're knocking on the door when you get a whooping. Amen. Watch this. In verse number 20, he said, preacher, it don't address materialism. How many thinks God's done a pretty good job so far hitting every one of them issues in that chapter? Watch this. What's the secret, preacher? I'll tell you what's the secret. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Have the Lord in there. Be listening to Him. How many believes you're going to have to spend some time with Him that morning if you want Him to go through that day with you? If you want Him to tell you, Brother Zach, when to run and when to reprove and when to restore, you've got to spend some time with Him. Amen. Listen to this verse. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Gary, I believe it would be hard to be down thanking God for things that are coming between us and Him. Has anybody got that?
Yeah.
How in the world, Brother Gary, are we going to get down on our... Other Brother Gary. Get down on our knees, amen, and thank God for something that we know is becoming between us and Him. It's an idol. Covetousness, which is idolatry. Now watch this. Listen to these prayers. I wrote this one down. I didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to deal so with me. But I wrote this one down. Here's my first one. I wrote this down. Thank you, Lord, for my TV, my computer, my cell phone, my Facebook account, my Twitter account, all my friends on Facebook, all my texts and tweets, all my emails. I must really be important. After all, Lord, I could not make it without these. How many's listening this morning? Brother Johnny, there ain't no way under God's sun that any born-again believer would ever let that come out of his mouth. We would never say that with our lips. How many's with me right there? But how many knows we've said it with our life? Thank you, Lord, for my computer and my TV. That's all that consumed our day. Now listen, and as I read through this prayer slowly, I'm going to read it slowly because I want us to have just a moment to think. I want to ask yourself on each one of these things that I thank the Lord for, when is the last time you thanked the Lord for it? I'm not just preaching these kids. I love these kids. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We can forget about these kids being what they're supposed to be if we're not willing to be what God wants us to be. Amen. There'll be exceptions, but they need examples. Amen. Listen to this. By the way, I heard this years ago and I like it. Someone said this and I memorized it. Someone said your talks. How many knows your talks? How many knows your walk talks? Your talks and your walk talks. But here's what we need to remember. Our walk talks a whole lot louder than our talks. I'm telling you something, church. You can think whatever you want to. By the way, here's a commercial for tonight's service. I forgot to tell you a while ago because I didn't have it written down. We're having communion tonight. We ought to do some examining this afternoon. We shouldn't even wait till tonight. Amen. Somebody ought to say, Mr. TV, you're just going to have to cool it this afternoon. Mr. Computer, Mr. Twitter, Mr. Facebook, you're just going to have to cool it a little while. Amen. Ain't some in here about to die right now to check their cell phone. Amen. God help us. Listen to this. Listen to these, and let me ask you. Listen, Brother Brian, last night when God was giving me this, I didn't write it down. I typed it. I kind of lied about that, but I just remind. I was typing, so I typed it. I typed it. I'm telling you, from beginning to end, tears were running off my chin, Brother Rick, like a river. Because I'm just as guilty as everybody else is. When's the last time? Think about these things right here. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me. For giving your love to me. And for saving me by your marvelous grace. Thank you for my church and the dear Christian people you have placed in my life. Thank you for my parents that love me enough to provide guidelines for me and to train me up in a way that's pleasing to thee. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes on my back and the shoes on my feet. Thank you for the food in our cabinets and refrigerators and freezers. Thank you, Lord, for the roof over our head. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to tell someone about you. Thank you for our missionaries that are scattered all over the world telling the good news of Jesus. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for my Bible to read and memorize and meditate and obey. Thank you for the Holy Spirit to lead me along life's way. Thank you, Lord, that I know someday you will come back and take me home. Thank you, dear Lord, for your faithfulness to forgive. I need you to forgive me. I've allowed other things to take priority in my life. Listen carefully. I have time for myself always. For others often. And for you seldom. Lord, you said to forget those things which are behind. I cannot change them, Lord, but to reach forth to those things which are before. Please help me to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and to realize, Brother Dan, all these other things will be added unto us. I believe with all my heart, Lord, you'll take care of the rest. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Did anybody besides Pastor come up short in that prayer? The last time you thank God for your family. Kids, when's the last time you thank God for mom and dad? You know how we could have revival? We're getting ready to gather around to pray in a minute. If some young person would just go to their mom or their dad or both and say, Mom or Dad, I want to stand here and thank you for the guidelines in my life. Thank you that you love Jesus. I'm through complaining about it. I want to thank you for it. If some mom or dad would go to their young person this morning and say, Honey, I failed you. I've not been setting a good example. I ain't been reading my Bible like I should. I ain't been praying like I should. I've let other things come between our family and the Lord. Our priorities aren't right in our home. You say, Preacher, you're dreaming. Maybe I am. But I believe God wants to give revival. And I don't believe revival is going to come to a people, Brother Johnny, that's too busy for revival. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here today in this service. Thank you, Lord, for Ephesians chapter number 5. Lord, the key, as these children go back to school, the key is be not drunk with wine, where it is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Lord, they need that. God, I need that. God, we need that. We need to be filled with the Spirit.